You're listening to a 1FM podcast. That was Bob Cuban with the Cheetah and, well, Bob Cuban and the Yin Man with the Cheetah. And you are with me. My name's Josh Evans, into the third hour and a very special hour we've got now, because 20 shows ago I started a new segment, Whatever Happened To, with friend of the show, Steve. And we're going to have a bit of a celebration tonight, but I'll let Steve tell you all about it. You there, Steve?
Certainly am, Josh, and good evening to you and to all the listeners. Yes, it's quite a bit of a special milestone that we've reached. I just thought we'd do a bit of reminiscing and some celebrating of the songs and the people we've been talking about.
Well, that sounds good. And, yeah, we started with Bob Cuban. How do I pronounce it? I think I pronounced it differently every time.
Well, it's K-U-B-A-N, Josh, and that's Cuban as far as I'm concerned, so that's all right. That's okay.
And the song is The Cheetah.
That's right. Well, I must admit, what a great way to open the show with the Cheetah, which we featured on our very first show. And a bit more about that later on, actually.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where to... I'll let you go, Josh.
I look forward to it. But what have you got planned for us tonight, Steve?
Well, I thought I'd just do a little bit of a run-through as to how all this came about and follow up from that. So here we go. Now, I'm not sure where to begin except to say that probably our mutual acquaintance, Josh, by the name of Roman Coz, actually brought us together. And after he and I were talking one day, and he gave you my number. No.
He did give you my number.
That's right. And then we had a discussion, didn't we, about what we could do on your program, and the rest is history. And on the 14th of June this year, our first show went to air, and we've been continuing on a weekly basis since then to bring you some history on the pop artists of the 60s, some weren't known and some weren't not so well known, and playing some and sometimes only one of their of the songs that made them famous or infamous, probably in most cases most of these artists were only for a short period of time. You know, everybody's got a story and some are far more interesting than the others, but
well, everyone's got an interesting story in some way, I think.
I think so. I think, and perhaps what we've done here is I'm just going to give you a short summary of each of the artists that we've featured over the 20 weeks and celebrate quite a few of those artists with one song from the that made them famous or infamous. So here we go. Now, I felt that it was fairly appropriate that you played the Cheetah as the first song, which was our first show. And it turned out that the lead singer, as people might remember, Robert Scott, was actually a real-life cheater, and he came to rather an incongruous end, unfortunately, and he was murdered, and his body was dumped in the system. So what he sang in the song became a bit of unfortunately, a real-life issue for him later on, and he didn't see too much of life, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and I remember that you did that the first show, and I thought this was going to be a really nice segment, and then you started with that, and it got a bit serious a bit quick, but that was all right.
Yeah, well, I must admit that, I might say that we haven't featured we're not featuring these songs and artists in the order that we've done the shows, but our next song features an Australian female by the name of Lynn Randell. Now, Lynn was a child star. She was put out her first song just after her 15th birthday. She had some international success. She was the one that had that first, had the coloured video of her in New York singing this particular song that we're going to play, Josh. She was very talented, and unfortunately an amphetamine addiction led to her early death, which was very sad. But Josh, I think if you'd like to play Chow Baby, that would be a bit of a celebration of Lynn Randell. Thank you.
And that was Lynn Randell, Chow Baby, and she had a great voice, very cool, wasn't she?
I thought she was pretty good. Going overseas was a good thing for her in many respects, but unfortunately the amphetamine addiction didn't help her cause later on. Anyway, we'll move on into a group called The New Beat. Now, The New Beats had those couple of great songs, Bread and Butter and Breakaway, and Larry Henley, the man with the falsetto voice, very distinctive falsetto voice. His main claim to fame later on actually was that he co-wrote Wind Beneath My Wings, of course, which became an international bestseller and was the song featured in that great film Beaches.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Now, you said you were going to, but...
Yeah,
well, this is your game. Come on, fella. Come on. It's probably not your sort of movie in many respects, Josh, but it's probably still a movie worth looking at.
Yeah. one day.
Wayne Fontana was another interesting gentleman that we had on, and he was a fellow who had a pretty good voice, and but he only had short-term success. And once he was out of the limelight, I struggled a fair bit with life, unfortunately. Our next fellow who had a bit, pretty interesting life, Peter Sardstep. Now, we all know that he had two great songs, Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, and the other one, which we're going to play shortly, Frozen Orange Juice. Unfortunately, he passed away before he completed the trilogy, which he'd commenced with Where Do You Go To, My Lovely, and the song called The New Breed. He left us before he could complete that third song. That would have been very interesting to hear. But I think we all know these two famous songs, and Frozen Orange Juice is certainly one of those.
And that was Frozen Orange Juice, very nice one. I hope it cooled you off the day with Peter Sarstedt. Frozen Orange Juice, a great singer.
Yeah, he's a great singer, and very interesting lyrics of a couple of those songs, I must say. We move on now to Betty McQuaid. Probably a bit more low profile than most of our other singers. Betty McQuaid was an Australian girl, and her version of Midnight Bus, which was written by an American called John D. Loudermilk, who wrote many, many songs, as we mentioned in our segment on Betty McQuaid. He said it was the best version of Midnight Bus. It got the point across that the way she sang it was just the way he wanted to hear it. So that was a big rap for her. And Midnight Bus is actually a game breaker for Aussie female artists. And she sort of opened up the door for a lot of those artists, perhaps like Lynn Randell, to become much better known and more prominent in the music industry. Talking of females, our next song is sung by a New Zealander who challenged the norm, and she dared to be different. And she certainly was, and she had quite a few great songs. And one of those is about to be played now by Josh, and it's called Brief Petite.
That was The Loved Ones with A Loved One, a great Aussie band. And before the break, I should just say, we had Dinah Lee, Brief Petite. I love that one, and I love The Loved Ones as well. What do you think, Steve?
Very, very original sound, very original song. Formed out of a jazz band called the Red Onion Jazz Band, who were very prominent in the late 50s, early 60s. And the singer, Jerry Humphries, of course, with that unique voice of his, really made that song, and a couple of the other songs that they had later on. And this was another group, of course, that only had very short-term success before they became fairly disillusioned, and Jerry Humphries unfortunately died very young while he was in England. So that was a fairly sad ending to what were, for me, quite a few memorable songs. Now, our next particular gentleman who we had on, must confess I didn't know very much about at all until I started delving into his life, and found out that this fellow, his name is Long John Baldry, was a very highly talented person back in the late 50s and early 60s. He only had the one big hit, Let the Heartaches Begin, and he actually was prominent in saving one of the great pop stars of all time, Elton John's life. Now, Long John Baldry himself was homosexual, and Elton John was having a lot of trouble with a female friendship, so obviously there was a lot of things happening in Elton's life, and he was going to commit suicide, but Long John Baldry did get to him and talked him out of it, thankfully for all of us, now that since Elton John's been the success that he's been.
And, probably someone who had a big impact on music, even though he only had one hit himself. He also discovered another musician, didn't he?
He met a gentleman who was playing on at forgotten the name of the railway station now, but it was in England, and that gentleman's name was Rod Stewart. There you go.
So you think music probably would have been a bit different if it wasn't for Long John Baldry?
I would say so. I think we mentioned that he had people in his band or who actually watched him play, such as Charlie Watts and Mick Jagger at some stage. So I think Long John Baldry certainly got around to quite a few people that we now know been forever impacting on our music. So there you go. Now, Mary Hopkin was our next, another artist who was quite interesting and I didn't know much about. But she had four terrific songs, and we could have easily played one of them tonight, but we can't fit them all in. But she had a bit of what I've classified as a sweet voice. That might be being a little bit patronising, but She's actually still going strong. She still performs in plays and musicals, even after all this time. But her four songs, three or four songs back in those days, although it was, again, short and sweet, they were all very memorable. Now, Peter Doyle, the gentleman who we mentioned last week, he was a childhood star. As we mentioned, he was on Swallows Juniors and with Brian Naylor. And he was a teenage sensation with that blonde hair of his. And then perhaps we felt that he perhaps should have reached greater heights than he did. But he had a couple of songs which I certainly like, perhaps not the ones that other people would have chosen. But Josh, The Great Pretender's a favourite song of mine, so I'd love to hear that, please.
And that was Peter Doyle, The Great Pretender, a great local talent. Sadly, he passed away in Castlemaine, I believe.
That's correct, yes. It was over 20 years. It was just over 20 years ago. So, yeah, Peter had, I think he had a couple of cancers. And we have to wonder with the disillusionment that he had with the pop industry and all that, perhaps unfortunately led him to an early grave. It's quite sad, really.
Very sad.
We've moved on to someone who perhaps is still around, and that's, which is a very good story. In fact, we've had a couple of sad ones, unfortunately. But Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, now, they did have four memorable songs. And again, they didn't last all that long, but all those songs, people will always, you just mentioned Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and they'll always remember those four songs. I'm not going to name them. I know them all, but I'm not going to name them because I think that most people would know what they are. Gary Puckett, actually, Josh, as we discussed when we were talking about him, he's going to be still touring, and he's touring Australia next year at the tender age of 79. Now, he's going to be here in March 2022, and, well, we may or may not book to go and see him, depending on if we can hear his voice in the meantime to see if he's still going okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully. He just turned 79 a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Also, hopefully, with COVID restrictions, we can't we don't know what's going to happen yet, but hopefully, yeah, he'll be out here next year. That'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to hear how his voice is going, I must say. Now, here's a gentleman that I think he was about, the second show, maybe the third show, Glenn Yarbrough. Now, he was very much a one-hit wonder, but he was a person whose love of sailing was just as great as his love of singing. And he spent a lot of the time on the ocean and only really came in later on in life onshore to play in some local shows and all that just to make a few dollars to keep his love of sailing going. And he was a member of the Limelighters, a successful folk group in the US, and they were a nightly or a weekly sensation in the US for quite a long time and had many memorable songs in that era. And also made lots and lots of dollars from what I heard. Anyway, the title song from the Steve McQueen movie, Baby the Rain Must Fall, was a song that made Glenn Yarbrough famous. And Josh, here he is.
And that was Glenn Yarbrough, Baby the Rain Must Fall. And yeah, that was from the movie of the same name. Have you watched that movie yet?
Now you're putting me on the spot. I'm going to say, no, I haven't.
Well, I've seen that one, so there you go. But very interesting person, Glenn Yarbrough. He seemed more at home at the sea than he did on land.
Yeah, he actually built most of the three yachts, I think, that he had, the three boats that he had, he built them all himself, or at least partly built them. So it was probably great that he had another passion in life apart from just singing. Probably gave him a bit of balance, I would have thought.
Yeah. And now you've got another great artist you're about to talk about, one of my favourites, probably my favourites that you've done, actually.
Yeah, well, I've got to say this is probably nearly my favourite too, because I think that this fellow, without being disrespectful to anybody else, was probably the most talented of all as a writer, a producer, and a singer. And his name was Lee Hazelwood. And he's best known for his partnership with Nancy Sinatra, but the story about him, what he did was making Duane Eddy, that famous guitarist in the late 50s, early 60s, is probably worth repeating in the fact that he put some speakers inside inside a silo, turned the amplifiers up, put a microphone inside, and created that twanging sound that Duane Eddy had. It was quite remarkable. So he was a talented man, and long and very, very innovative. And that voice that he had was just fantastic. I loved it also. So I think you and I probably share that one pretty much, Josh. And you're going to play, I think, Some Velvet Morning.
Yeah, with Nancy Sinatra. And what a great song that is. And Lee Hazlewood, what a voice he had.
Yeah, it's a great voice. I'm very jealous. I wish I could have had something like that. But again, I think you and I, Josh, we've probably got talents in other areas which nobody knows about.
So and not as talented as Lee Hazlewood, I don't think. But
And another fellow who was very talented and perhaps a bit underrated in many respects, I would have thought. He's a Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He came from very humble beginnings. He was a Lebanese migrant to the country that he became a citizen in, and that was Canada, as we mentioned. He had quite a few listenable to songs that I've put down here. And his name was Andy Kim, and he was very, very, very big in Canada. And he's a very well-balanced person from what I understand, and he's still going. Does a lot of work for charities and all that, so it's nice to hear a good story that's ongoing. Now, next artist is a female artist, which probably not a lot of people really knew all that much about, and she only had a one-hit wonder, which unbelievably, it's not the song that we're going to play tonight, but that's fair enough, and it was Help Me Make It Through Tonight, and of course the person we're talking about is Sammy Smith.
Yeah, and I must confess, when you talked about her, I had never heard of her, but I really did like this song you wanted me to play .
Yeah, so Saunders Ferry Lane, which is a bit of a sad song, which is a lot of the stuff that Sammy Smith did sing about. It's quite a sad song in more respects than one. It was a lost love, and it was in the depths of winter and all that sort of stuff. But really, she really gets to the root of the song and makes it sound exactly what it should be. So we'll have that now, Josh, thank you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, one of my favourite songs, Crispy and St Peter's. Great name, great song, Pied Piper.
Yeah, it was a great name, even though that was I think of his name as Peter John Smith or something. So it wasn't, so it's probably, that was never going to get you very far, I wouldn't have thought. And look, he was a gentleman, as I said, what you said, Josh, he had a great name, but I think he also overrated himself a bit. He said he thought the Beatles were on the way out, and he was better than the Beatles, and he'd written 80 songs better than Lennon McCartney had. Well, I think that's all fairly subjective and probably incorrect anyway from this point of view. But of course, that song, The Pied Piper, I think you just associate with him straight. As soon as you hear it, you associate that with him. So he'll always be remembered for that.
Yeah, it's a great song.
We had a couple of weeks ago, Josh, we had a group who were not the norm in the 60s, but they were unbelievably successful, especially in the UK and Ireland. And they were the Bachelors. And they sang all these songs about females. And we delved a little bit more into their history. And a lot of them were related to silent movies back in the late 20s. They had huge success with their, very distinctive singing style. Unfortunately, they had a very bitter breakup, the two brothers who stuck together, and the third fellow who was found to be singing out of tune. But I think we'll always remember the Bachelors for all those famous songs like Diane, Ramona, Marie and Charmaine. And they were songs that we'll always associate with them.
And from silent movies, weren't they?
That's correct. Of course, you've seen all those now, Josh.
Yeah, let's just say I have and not ask any more questions.
Now, I know this one's a favourite of yours. Our next artist, I know this is one that you really do like too. And this was very much one of these protest songs which were quite prevalent back in the 60s, at Barry Maguire, which we're all familiar with the song that he sang. This was another one-hit wonder, but he had ongoing success in other fields, in such as musicals and a couple of films, and he's still going these days, still alive.
And I remember, even though he probably achieved great things in other areas, he did a lot of work for charity, hasn't he? And a born-again Christian, and it's achieved a lot of good in his career, this bloke, well, his life more so than his music career.
That's correct, and he appeared on Spicks and Specks at one stage and sang a watered-down version of Eva's Destruction, so quite a few parties wouldn't be offended. But I still think we get the message about the song, and probably in many respects it's still applicable today. Now, we've only got one song to go, but I'd just like to finish up with the saying that the one feature that stands out to me amongst the artists that we've had over the last 20 weeks is the diversity of the style and the sound that these singers and groups have given us. They're all so different, and nothing emphasises this more than our closing song. Now, you happen to know that this is my favourite song of all, but that doesn't mean that any of the others, I don't like them that much less, but it's just that I like this more than the others. Now, this fellow, Jay Black from Jay and the Americans, he was Jay and the Americans. He was the second Jay. There were three of them altogether. He had this most unbelievable voice and fantastic range. The one drawback in his life is he had a gambling addiction, which sort of watered down his reputation a bit, but that voice is just fantastic. And Josh, to close the show, let's have Karamia, please.
Yeah, well, before we do, I'd just like to say thanks, Steve, for coming onto my show the last 20 weeks, and hopefully there's more than 20 more to go. It's been fun making this segment.
Well, I look forward to Josh to hopefully continuing for a while yet, and I'd just like to thank you for allowing me to be part of the Monday night program, and to the listeners, we hope you've enjoyed whatever happened to. And I just emphasise what you said. Hopefully we can continue to be part of your Monday nights for some time to come. And you know what, Josh? For me, it's been a blast.
Thank you. And it's been fun. I'm glad I've given you something to do in lockdown as well.
Yeah, that's greatly appreciated. Thank you. And I'll continue to do it too. When we're out of lockdown, I've now become so enamoured with the idea, I think I'll continue then.
Yeah. I should just point out to listeners as well, we've just sort of summarised all the shows that we've done tonight, but if you want to go back and listen to the whole shows that we've done, they're all on the 1FM podcast channel, so you can go anytime you like and listen at your leisure. Anyway, Steve, thanks very much. We'll leave with that last song again. Do you want to introduce it again?
Yes, I'm certainly not going to even try and sing it, Josh. Karamia. Thank you, and to the listeners, and we'll speak to you again next week.
And just before we play Karamia, I've got a sad disclaimer to make. We pre-recorded this show on Wednesday, this special. We normally always pre-record these segments, and we pre-recorded the whole show. But would you believe, after we did the show on Wednesday, I got a call from Steve that night, and sad note, we just discovered that Jay Black sadly passed away last week, October 22nd. He died of pneumonia, and in fact, it would have been his 83rd birthday tomorrow. He sadly passed away just 11 days before his 83rd birthday. So, sad loss. We weren't aware at the time we recorded it. But, yeah, as I mentioned that, we'd like to dedicate tonight's show to the memory of the great Jay Black. And now, here is Karamia.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.